None, then we would move on with item number one, which is consideration of a resolution of authority. Mr. Luis Rivera.
Mr. Chairman, the resolution for your consideration this morning is commonly known as the delegation resolution. The law allows the Regional Water Board to delegate its powers and duties to the executive officer with five main exceptions. And those are the promulgation of any regulations, the issuance, modification, or revocation of any water quality control plan, objective, or water waste discharge requirements, the issuance, modification, or revocation of any cease and desist order, the holding of any hearing on water quality control plans, and the application to the Attorney General for judicial enforcement, with some exceptions there. And this action also serves to formalize in a very public way the appointment of your new executive officer. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I recommend that the board consider and approve resolution number R1-2012-0062.
Mr. Corbett.
Yeah, I had one question. I understand fully the application to the Attorney General, but if I understand this, this would delegate judicial enforcement under either the state prosecutorial staff or under our using our existing staff attorneys. Is that correct or not? And
I believe so. Counsel?
I don't understand the question.
Typically, we've reviewed when we've enforced under state law or referrals to the state prosecution team. I understand the delegation here would not cover that. And this language has been around for a while, I believe, so that's not my question. But is that true that we would be delegating, for example, prosecutions that are referred to the state prosecution team?
Oh, our Office of Enforcement.
Yeah, the Office of Enforcement, yeah.
I think that that is inherent to the office, and I have my own delegation as assistant executive officer from you, and I act as your chief of prosecution, and I have the authority to, so I think that Matt also has it, but I take on that role.
Just my suggestion, I want to support this, and we need to clearly get the adequate delegation. I think in the past staff has brought those things to board attention, and I would prefer that informally, I realize it's not covered by this resolution, continue.
And just to be clear, though, this is an important point. This is Samantha Olson, your counsel. Luis is right. There is no delegation to the Office of Enforcement. The delegation is already sub-delegated down to the assistant executive officer.
Right. I'm not.
And the prosecution team, if a prosecution team is formed and they feel like they want to refer something to the Attorney General, they would still appear in closed session before the board.
Right. What I see is we've had great communication from staff on the issues. I am not troubled. I will go with this language. I am suggesting that I think part of good relations is whenever possible to bring us in on those types of referrals.
Duly noted.
And with that, I'll second.
But I don't think we had a first.
Oh, sorry, Mr.
One moment.
I thought Mr. Massey had gotten in there in his usual form.
Hold on, before you do that, any other comments or questions? Seeing none. Mr. Massey?
Okay, here you go, John. I would give you a motion to adopt resolution 2012-0062, delegation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right.